Remarks of the President upon the retirement of Mr. Alan Dulles as CIA Director from the new CIA building in Washington, D.C., November 28, 1961.
Mr. Dulles, Mr. McCone, General Cabell, members of the Central Intelligence Agency, I want to first of all express my appreciation to you all for the opportunity that this ceremony gives to tell you how grateful we are in the government and in the country for the services that the personnel of this agency render to the country. It is not always easy. Your successes are unheralded. Your failures are trumpeted. I sometimes have that feeling myself about but I'm sure you realize that how important is your work, how essential it is, and how in the long sweep of history, how significant your efforts will be judged. So I do want to express my appreciation to you now, and I'm confident that in the future you will continue to merit the appreciation of our country as you have in the past. I'm also particularly grateful because this ceremony gives us all an opportunity to pay tribute to an outstanding public servant. Alan Dulles's career as a citizen of this country and as one who has made his vast resources, personal resources available to the country, stretches all the way back to the administration of President Woodrow Wilson. I know of no other American in the history of this country who has served in seven administrations of seven presidents, varying from party to party, from point of view to point of view, from problem to problem, and yet at the end of each administration, each president of the United States has paid tribute to his service and also has counted Alan Dulles as their friend. This is an extraordinary record, and I know that all of you who have worked with him understand why this record has been made. I regard Alan Dulles as an almost unique figure in our country. I know of no man who brings a greater sense of personal commitment to his work, who has less pride in office than he has, and therefore I was most gratified when we were permitted today to come out to this agency to present this award to him in your presence. I'd like to read the citation. Alan Welsh Dulles,
you'd step forward, Al,
is hereby awarded the National Security Medal. He has every other decoration, and so we wanted to give him this one. As principal intelligence advisor to the President of the United States, Mr. Dulles has fulfilled the responsibilities of his office with unswerving purpose and high dedication. His 10 years of service in the Central Intelligence Agency have been the climax of a lifetime of unprecedented and devoted public service, beginning in the First World War and stretching through the administrations of seven presidents. The outstanding contributions Mr. Dulles has made to the security of the United States have been based upon a profound knowledge of the role of the intelligence officer, a broad understanding of international relations, and a naturally keen judgment of men and affairs. The zestful energy and undaunted integrity of his service to his country will be an enduring example to the profession he has done so much to create. And I hereby present the United States of America to all who see these presents greetings. This is to certify that the President of the United States of America has awarded the National Security Medal to Alan W. Dulles for outstanding contribution to the national intelligence effort, November 1961.